If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. The Bible says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven, so that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." As we look at this tonight, we saw he's talking about our earthly house of this tabernacle. We're dissolved. That said that we have a building of God. Now, he's not talking about the house we live in down the road. Amen? God's not talking about that place that we dwell in physically. But he's talking about that place that we dwell in spiritually. Amen? I'm glad this evening I have a spiritual home. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And there's a spirit that lives in me in the home. Amen. Now, I know sometimes that's bigger than I am. But there's a sweet Spirit of God that lives in me, praise God. And wherever I go, there He is. And boy, what a blessing is. As I have that spiritual body, praise God. And the Lord give it to me. He give it down in the depths of my soul, praise God. And that building I have of God, a house that ain't made with hands. Now, I've got a house that was made with hands, too, over there on the ridge. Amen? There's a lot of upkeep to that. You know, yeah, He is. You've got to continuously doing something down at the house, praise God. Your house fall down around your head. Amen. We went on vacation, come back, and the water heater busted. Water went all over it. Had the bathroom and the laundry room and the big closet. Praise God, all soaked. But praise God, that's all right. Amen. We'll jump in there and fix it. We'll make repairs as needed. I want to say, praise God, we got to do that also with our spiritual house. Amen. We got to make repairs as needed. Amen. So our soul will be satisfied in the Lord. You know why so many people struggle with being a Christian? It's because our soul is not satisfied in the Lord. Because there's things in our life that's hindering between me and you and Him and it, praise God, that's keeping us from rejoicing in the Lord on days like this. Amen. Praise God. There ain't been enough God here this morning, listening to this evening, praise God, just to have us a spell. And we ought to be praising the Lord, jumping, praising God, giving Him glory for all that He's done. Amen. Because we have a spiritual house, praise God, and He says it's eternal in the heavens. I want to say this ain't something just fleeting. It ain't something you live in for a little while like you shack down the road, praise God, and it decays and goes away. But praise God, I want to say the one that we're preparing, that spiritual house, praise God, will preside forever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That soul, praise God, that's inward part of man that God feeds and nourishes and takes care of. Praise God, that's the best, very best part. But He said, in this one here, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Amen? He said, in this house that we live in here, kind of like our house that we live in, we dwell in, we don't like to make the repairs. We don't like having to do it. We don't like the physical labor in it. Amen? Especially when it comes to painting. I hate painting.
Amen?
All you fellas, praise the Lord. I hate painting. I'm glad God gives me the ability to do it, but I'm not good at it. I've got paint over at the house that I've had for over a year. And I'm waiting on it to jump on them buildings and spread itself out. Amen? Because they need some help. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if we ain't careful, we'll do the same thing with our spiritual house. We'll procrastinate it and not give it the help it needs. Where do you find it? Out the house of God. in the Word of God, amen, and praise God, stirring in the soul of man. Praise the Lord. That soul of man that never dies. You know your soul, praise God, live forever. It'll either live in heaven or hell. Amen. That's just that's the only two options you have, by the way. Amen. And that soul that lives forever, and it's translated immediately when we die. Amen. Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, if you want to turn over there, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, he says this. He said, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Now watch this. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am a strait betwixt two, having desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen? Amen. So when we take and have a spiritual life, and our soul is satisfied in the Lord, praise God, what He tells us, praise God, is we're getting ready to go out of here. And to be absent from the bodies, be present with the Lord, praise God. When we leave here, glory to God, amen, this life as we know it is finished, it's over. Amen. And the very next breath we take will be in the portals of glory. Amen. Praise God, you leave out of here, and you leave here, and you go yonder. Now, they may take your old carcass, and they may take you down there and lay you in a hole somewhere and say a few words over you, but that's about as far as this old body will go right now. Now, we're looking for the resurrection at the last day, praise God, when the body will be resurrected. Amen? Praise God, what a day that'll be. But I'm looking for that, praise God, when I get to be with my Lord. I'm like Brother Rex, I want to grab Him around the feet, praise God, hold on for dear life. Because God has been so good to me. Amen. I want to see the Lord. I want to be there with Him, praise God, where He is. And so shall I ever be with the Lord. Amen. Paul got caught up in this, praise God. He was looking, praise God. They remember over there, they took him, and Brother X mentioned on this morning, they took him over there and they stoned him, took him outside the city and cast him out for dead. Amen. Throwed him out there, just left him for dead. But praise God, he wasn't dead. Amen. He wasn't dead, praise God. His soul was alive, glory be to God. Amen. He got to seeing some sights unseen and unseeable in this world, praise the Lord. He got to looking over into portals of glory and seeing things that was unspeakable. Amen. Look at that. Let me just turn it. Look it over in Acts. Acts chapter 14. He said, there came thither, verse 19, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing they had been dead. Amen. So they took Paul and they stoned him to death. They had ever intention of killing him. And they did. Took him out and throwed him outside the city. Said, howbeit the disciples stood round about him. Amen. Now I envision this, and I see things I guess a lot of people don't see. But I see Paul as he's stoned and he's cast out of the city and he's left for dead. And praise God, he comes along and Barnabas gathers up the fellows. They come over. He said, come on, we got to go get Paul. They've stoned him and cast him out of the city. Amen. Can you see this? So the fellows gather over there. They're gathered around him. They're looking over the body of old Paul. He's laying there on the ground. Stone bruises all over. Battered and beaten by those stones. And is there boo-hooing? They're weeping. They're crying. They're mourning on old brother Paul. Amen. So all of a sudden somebody wipes away a tear and they look and there's a smile on his face. Amen. I mean that old boy, praise God, but he's a smiling from ear to ear. He's glory, he's a glory filling his soul, glory be to God. He's a looking over into the portals of glory. He's seeing things, he tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 about some things that he's seen. He said, whether in the body or out of the body, he said, I don't know. He said, it don't really matter, praise God. He said, I got to see things I've been looking for a long time, praise God. He said, I got to see them for myself. Amen. Praise the Lord, I believe he got excited. I believe he come out while they was there watching, looking over him, praise God. He got to seeing in the glory. He come out smiling. Praise God, he couldn't get enough. Amen. He said, whether it's Alibi or anybody, said, I don't know, but praise God. He said, what I seen was exciting. The Bible says, verse 21, I want you to watch this. And the next day he departed, verse 20, Acts 14, verse 20. He said, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, now watch this. and had taught many, he returned again to Lystra and Iconium, Antioch. Amen. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going back over yonder. He said, were you crazy? They stoned you, left you for dead. He said, glory be to God, I want to get just a little peek. Amen. He said, I want to look just a little bit. He said, I want to see just a little more. Amen. Praise God. He wasn't afraid of it, praise God, because it was something special that he seen. To be absent from the body is present with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. He got to seeing into another world. He was excited. Amen. See, this body is a temple of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, said our body is a temple of the Lord, whose temple you are. Amen. You're not your own because you've been bought with a price. Amen. If you've been saved today, you belong to God. Whether we want to admit it or not, we belong to God. We're His. You know, if we could ever one just admit, you know what, Lord? I'm yours. I belong to you. You show me where to go, what to do, how to act, how to behave, and I'll do whatever you say. Son, we'd have the sweetest life ever was. Amen. This old flesh would leave us alone. They wouldn't fight us nowhere near as much. We'd have confidence in the Lord. Amen. Well, you say, how can we do that? Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:22, said we're sealed, praise God, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Amen. He said, given the earnest, that's that earnest money. The earnest of spirit. That's like when you go down to the bank and you're going to purchase your first home. And they say, well, in order to do that, you've got to have $10,000 down payment. Or $20,000, whatever it happens to be, 10%. Amen. And you like the old farmer, praise God. You say, praise God, big old smile. I got that right here in the bib of these overalls, Big Daddy. Amen. Because you're excited about what you got. He said, praise God, that's what we have in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. We've got that earnest money, that earnest down payment, praise God, that's real. That have substance. Praise the Lord. Amen. You say, where are you going? I'm going somewhere in just a minute. I ain't got the message yet. Praise God. I'm just working up to it. When we get there, it won't take long. Okay? So just bear with me. I won't be preaching an hour, I promise you. Amen. So what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about that down payment that we have. In verse 5, praise God, in 2 Corinthians 5, he said, now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God. He said, how did we get to that point, praise the Lord? He said, it was God that brought us here. You know, you didn't get here by yourself. Now, I'm not talking about from your house to God's house today. I'm talking about being a child of God, seeking the things of the Lord. You don't get there by yourself, praise God. It takes an unction of God to point you to God's house. Amen. Praise God. It takes the foolishness of preaching. I said foolishness of preaching, not foolish preaching. To get you under conviction, you might be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, now he that hath wrought us for the self same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. So he said, that Spirit that have, praise God, that what we need to accomplish, praise God, comes from the Lord through the earnest of the Spirit. So what are you talking about? Where are you going tonight, preacher? I want to go to this place. Amen. In the title of message, I will give just real quick. I'll give you some verses. You take them in your heart and your head and take them home with you. I want to preach on this thought just a minute on don't be found naked. Amen. Don't be found naked. When it's all said and done, praise God, we need to be clothed and in our right mind. Amen. Amen. We're not a bunch of Gadarenian you lunatics running around out here in the world doing whatever we want to do. Praise God. Hey, amen. Praise that. There's a God of glory that loves us, watching over, and He's directed our path. Amen. Amen. So that we can be clothed and in our right mind. So we can break the bands asunder, praise God, of those chains that bind us in this old filth in the world, praise God, and sets us free. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we have that in the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be clothed upon. Amen. You say, preacher, where do we get the clothes? We get the clothes from God. God clothes us in His righteousness. Look at us, Isaiah chapter 61, or I'll read it to you. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. The Bible says this, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Amen. That ought to be every child's God's desire, to greatly rejoice in the Lord. Isaiah 61 and 10. My soul shall be joyful in my God. When we realize that He's ours and we're His, that brings joy. He said, for He hath clothed me, here it is, with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Amen. He said, so God Almighty, praise God, because of who He is, praise God, He begins to clothe us for His glory, that we would not be found naked. Amen. God don't want you, God don't want you coming into heaven naked. Amen. Hey, God's like me. He don't want to see all that. Amen. There's a whole lot of people in the world running around praise God, thinking that you want to see them naked. We down there at the beach, it's the awful ungodliest mess I've ever seen in my life. But like a bunch of big old beach whales running around there with a string wrapped around them. Amen. Who they think wants to see that? Ungodliest mess. I mean, you have to go walking down that beach with your head down. You can't even look up. Amen. I have to ask my wife where the hotel was so I could know which way to turn so I could get there. Office met, and it seems like every year it gets a little worse. People have no shame no more. Praise God. But God says when we come before Him, praise God, we need to come clothed. And He's talking about being clothed in His righteousness and the goodness of God. Amen. I don't know about you, I don't want to be found naked when I stand before the Lord. Amen. So what do we need? Let me just give you three things rightly quickly that we need so we can be clothed, so we can be presented in a decent way to the Lord. Okay? So we can be presented in a decent way, a respectful way to the Lord. Number one, we need personal growth in our spiritual relationship. Amen? Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now you know where I'm going with this. 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 16, probably most of you already quote this. The Bible says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. This whole book is inspired by God. It's God-breathed. Amen? So we can take it and believe it and grow with it. He said, and is profitable for doctrine. That's biblical teaching. Amen? Biblical instruction. For reproof. Amen? That's to convict and to show error. For correction, that's to correct. Amen. For instruction, that's training in righteousness. That's righteous living. Amen. He said this is what we need to be clothed upon. Amen. We need this for our personal growth. Amen. It's kind of like food for a baby. If you don't give them good food, praise God, they'll stunt their growth. Amen. He said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, unto all good works. He said we'll be adequately equipped to do those things that we need to do. To come into the presence of God and rejoice in His magnificence. Because we'll come, praise God, clothed, we'll come pure, we'll come chaste, we'll come in a way, in a mindset, in a fashion that's pleasing to God. Let me ask you a question. During your life, during your day, do you ever stop for a moment and think, you know, what does God think about this? Hello? Why, you young people, while you're at school, do you ever stop for saying, you know, is God pleased with what I'm doing? Is He pleased with is this direction God would have me to go? Amen? A lot of young people used to wear them wristbands that said WWJD. What would Jesus do? Amen? Or to get one put around us, praise God, and remember, you know what? Everything I do, praise, would Jesus do this? Would He be pleased with it? Would Jesus act like this? Amen? When we get that personal growth, praise God, we begin to think on these things. He said, well, preacher, I never think about those things. At least you're honest. Amen? But we ought to be thinking on these things so we won't be found naked when we come before God. He wants us to be clothed. And in a right mind, in a godly mind, a God-word mind. Praise God, so we can get help. So that the man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished, adequate to meet the needs Praise God, it comes up in our lives. Amen. See, that's what happened to Brother Paul. Paul was adequately equipped. That's why he had come down here in 2 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 7. He said, I fought a good fight. He said, I finished my course. He said, I've kept the faith. Amen. Why? Because he had personal growth. He got saved on the road to Damascus. He said, Lord, what did you have me to do? And he tried to do the will of God. Amen. He went in the right direction, seeking the face of God. And God blessed him and helped him, praise God, and gave him the guidance, leadership that he needed so that he finished well. He finished clothed. They wouldn't be found naked. I don't know about you. I don't want to be found naked when it comes time to stand before God. Amen. He said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. I like what he said next. He said, do thy dealings to come shortly unto me. Praise God. He said, hey, get over here where I'm at, boy. It's looking good. It's looking good over here. Amen. Praise God. So we need that personal growth. Not only do we need personal growth, but number two, we need holiness. It'll get quiet now. Holy living. Praise God. Look at Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 tells us a bunch of folks that needed holy living. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 17. He's talking about the church of Laodicea. Amen. That church in a state of apostasy. Verse 17, he said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and am need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He said, you don't even realize how miserable you are. He said, you think you've got it made. And he said, you haven't got nothing. Amen. As we talked about this morning, Sunday school, praise God, we take and we work and try to have. And the Bible says, in Proverbs, old preacher said, you know what, if you take it, you put those money, it's just like putting in, praise God, when you don't do it for the glory of God, it's like putting it in your pockets and them got holes in them. It just falls right through and you wonder why you have to work so hard and don't have nothing. And I see that all over this country now. People working their fingers to the bone and all they're getting is bony fingers, praise God, and their pockets is empty. Amen. Spending everything they got that try to have and they have nothing. Praise the Lord. Because we don't put for, because we're running around naked without any righteousness of God. But he said, I counsel thee. Now this is good counsel. We should listen. But I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eyesight, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Amen. He said, just realize, praise God, that we have nothing, but praise God, in Him, He is everything. Praise the Lord. So that we begin to share this thing, so we begin to live a holy life. Praise God. We're supposed to. You ladies, you know you're supposed to live a holy life. You fellas, you know you're supposed to live a holy life. Amen. Praise the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5, he said, the women of old, praise God, old time Holy Ghost filled women. Amen. Praise God. He said, the women of old, praise God, they were holy. Praise His holy name. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21, he said, holy men of God spake as they were moved to God. He said, they was holy men. They was holy women. And praise God, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Praise the Lord. So what he does in this being clothed upon, praise God, we realize in our personal growth, and it brings us to a place of holiness before God. Amen. We need to be holy, praise God, in the Lord. Not only do we need to be clothed, personal growth in holiness, but the last one, we need to be ready for service. Amen. Ready for service, to do something for the Lord. In Revelation chapter 19, when we come to the end of this thing, literally. Amen. He says in verse 5, he said, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. Amen. We've got something to do. What do we need to do? Just praise the Lord. Give God glory for all that He's doing all around us and the help that He's given us. What He has for us, praise His holy name. He goes on in verse 7 and says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife, now watch this, hath made herself ready. Amen. He said, and the wife has made herself ready. She's been prepared. She's prepared herself. She's got herself ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. So she'd be clothed upon. So she'd be in her finest attire. I don't know about you. I don't want to be found naked. Amen. I want to be found in the finest attire God can clothe me with. Amen. He goes on in verse 8 and says this, and to her, amen, that had made herself ready, and to her was granted, amen, given by grace, that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Amen. So if we're going to finish well, we have to have that personal growth. We have to have holiness in our lives. And we have to have service unto the Lord. Not just lip service. That's what the Laodiceans was doing. But amen, but we need to give Him soul service. Praise the Lord. Because one day in a little while, that's what's going to go out of here. And Ecclesiastes 12:7 said, the body goes back to dust which it come, and the spirit goes back to God to give it. Amen. And wouldn't it be an awful thing to stand at the judgment seat of Christ naked before our Lord? Amen. Unclothed, unkept. But praise God, wouldn't it be a blessing to come before Him? Amen. Not being found naked, but being found clothed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Clothed upon by Him in all His magnificent splendor. Praise God, He'd look upon us and He can't find a spot or a blemish anywhere. You say, how do you get there, preacher? By realizing that our spirit, our soul, praise God, is that never-dying part of us that lives forever. And begin to feed it and nurture it, take it care of it, and clothe it upon by the righteousness of God. That we grow personally, that we grow in holiness, and we grow in the service of the Lord. Amen. Till we come to a place and a point in our life, praise God, where we look unto the Lord and the Lord God of glory, and we say, Lord, here am I. Praise God. Amen. And you know what? Lord, if there's anything in me that's displeasing to You, Lord, just show me. Amen. Amen. That's where the personal growth comes in. And then that holy living, praise God, taking what God gives you and acting upon that. And then after we get ourselves cleaned up, purified, praise God, then we step out on faith and we tell somebody else about what Jesus done for me. Amen. That's that. Cause and effect. Praise the Lord. Because God loves us, He affects us in so many different ways. He gives us the encouragement, praise God, to go just a little further. Amen. For His glory.